you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Oakerson.
Hey.
In the studio, it is LGBT Jew episode.
Did I take some of Ralph's muscle relaxers before the show? Yeah.
Oh, did you ever take them? You've been taking those?
I took them today.
How are they feeling?
My neck doesn't hurt as much as it did earlier today.
That's good. We have Josh Adam Myers. We have Chris from Brooklyn. We have a beautiful porn star named Joanna Angel. Mm-hmm. And we play LGBT Jew trivia and strip trivia for the girlies in the studio.
Jesus H. Christ. Well, see, don't call Byron a girlie. Byron also got down,
Byron
pulled
out
a swinger. What a swinger on that guy.
By the way, I would say this, by the way, confident in this. Ready? I have the smallest flaccid penis out of anybody.
I hate it.
It's amazingly small.
Me too.
It's wild.
It'll get mushed in my balls.
I don't know how we could do it, but I'd love to somehow figure out if we could do a contest of flaccid penis, of the smallest flaccid, because mine is hilariously small. Anyway, it's a really fun episode. We do the show every Wednesday, every Saturday. Go to SDR show or go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use the code SDR, but really just listen to the show. What was crazy was there was one day, and I don't give a shit about this, but one day this show was 85 and my other show was 85 at the same moment in the top 100 of comedy, top 100 of health.
Sick.
So that's cute. And one day we were 99 and Bonfire was 100 and you're doing this point thing in 100. And I was like, oh shit, look, Jay's promoting SDR. He's pointing to it finally.
Bonfire.
No, because you're on Bonfire
pointing at our thing. Yeah. Shannon, do you think we should do, shouldn't we do a Ralph's House episode again? Didn't we find out who eats pussy better once?
Yeah, that was great. Yes. Yeah, that was awesome.
That was before me.
Where are those things at?
How? We can't do that here.
I'm
saying a resurgence back, like a once every 2 months or so, or once a month at
Just
Ralph's
so you
House.
We've been talking about the do something really
funky
ridiculous
with it again.
Yeah, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I like it.
Oh yeah, I was talking about trying to figure out how to re-outfit my house to do that. And once the construction next door is done, that's my next project for sure. To do bad shit, crazy stuff at my house.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back.
Can't have people at your house, dude. We had girls fucking firing soft-boiled eggs out of their snatch.
I mean, going down on the girl, that was probably one of the coolest things ever that we did that. That's wild that we pulled that off on the show.
We also haven't done a drug in multiple years.
Yeah, I know that. We have like six rock stars that want to come and do drugs with us. All right, anyway, here it is right now, the LGBT Jew episode of
Nice Dude,
the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Here's my question right off the top of the show.
Yeah.
Why am I the one that always has to fix the little things in the studio? Chris's fucking pop-up box was popped out. Not that you should do it.
All right, undercover boss. Relax.
God damn it.
Why do I have to dress like an elderly lady and come in here to see what's going on in this juke joint?
I thought Aaron Berg was a secret shopper.
God damn it. It is the
SDR
show.
Son of a bitch.
SDR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton.
I thought you were three kids in a trench coat.
I'm taking my shirt off because I'm hot.
Yeah, no, you want to let them know what you're running for, dude. Show it off a little bit.
Mean podcasting machine.
Diana Angel's texting. She doesn't even care about
your
lean, mean
podcast. I was actually promoting your show.
Yeah,
wow. I Ralph. Looked at your
me?
Account.
Sorry she didn't look at your fucking body.
You're the
yeah.
one.
The show.
You're the one.
I looked at your very sad account. It has like 500 people on there.
Which one?
Like, oh my
sweet
God.
Burn, Joe.
I was like, I have to tag them or something.
Yes.
So that's what I was trying. I was trying to help you guys.
You are hurting Ralph so much.
No, our show Instagram got canceled. You know that.
Yeah.
We had to restart it. So we have no followers anymore.
No, we got 500.
I don't even know if we have that many. I have no idea. We lost it. We lost everything.
They might have a few now that she posted for us.
What threw it over the edge?
They might be weird, but they'll be there.
The dumbest thing that got it canceled was fucking the guitarist of Def Leppard showing his abs got flagged as inappropriate, and that was our third strike.
Why did you see? Did you see the top of his dick hair?
A little bit. Yeah. I don't know what happened. Somebody got pissed off about
Bush. Jay knows I love top Bush.
Oh, Josh will give you a little top beaver.
You can't even fight it. They don't even let you fight it.
I had to dress up like a little pilot and fucking. In Austin, Texas, so he wouldn't show his dick hair anymore.
That was why.
But it was the third strike. That's why we had two other inappropriate strikes.
I can tell, I mean, if you care to know, I could give
We've had a girl squirt out a candle before.
Yeah, but not on Instagram.
Not on Instagram. Well, you put
Oh,
in
I
the,
posted on Instagram.
If you really want to know, because I research these things, like, vigilantly, you know, because it's like my biggest fear in life. I shouldn't even say that out loud. Someone's going to be like, oh, she's scared of getting kicked off Instagram.
They pray on your biggest fears.
Yeah. Because you have sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the tat.
Right, of course.
And like,
it's a flag.
That's like asking.
Yeah, you're asking for all. Yeah, I realize like, that. Yeah. Our YouTube gets reported all the time.
Idiotic name to call this horse shit. Yeah. Oh, I know it wasn't Ralph's baby for 20 years.
That is like,
podcast sort of
like the bots that scan the bad words. They're all like right there in the heading. So
when we came up with the name, it wasn't such a hot button topic. Not you.
It was somebody else. Ruff had a dream of this somebody
you
else.
You have to spell it like they do on TikTok, where it's like S-E. No, that they you can't even do asterisks anymore.
Oh,
okay.
S-E-G-G-S.
Yeah, yeah.
But then eventually that'll get flagged. Also, that'll just be a new flag.
Right.
Let's introduce.
Ralph had a dream of doing the show with somebody else. Now I have a dream of Ralph doing the show with somebody else.
To my right is Chris Vega. To my left, Josh Adam Myers.
What's up?
In front. Joanna Angel, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Big J is here shitting on me as always.
Just stop.
Good to be here.
Your body looks tight. That's what I was pointing out.
Oh, thank you. I'm still about 25 pounds overweight, but I do appreciate it. Thank you. It is not. I'm training for my next half, which is going to be on the 18th of June.
Wait, did you?
Your body looks good, dude. I didn't ask for the whole fucking run.
I ran the Brooklyn Half Marathon.
Oh, I was in that too.
Really?
Yeah.
I was in 13,000th place.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I think there's 20,000 people, right?
Yeah, there were. Yeah. So,
I don't
remember
my number.
Damn, I was pointing out this show was mega Jewish, and then Chris from Brooklyn. Oh,
man.
Un-Jewish.
Your name's
all up.
Chris.
Christopher, like the saint.
That's like the most.
Every time you mention that, someone just got canonized.
Yep. Not Jewish, are you? No.
Totally Jewish.
Jewish.
Yeah.
Jewish.
Look at him. You're Jewish.
Jewish. Yeah. Jewish. Four out of five.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're cool Jews with tattoos. Yeah.
I have a tattoo.
You don't.
I do.
Where?
I know it's a dot, and it's not even.
It's a tattoo?
No, he's got a firehouse tattoo over his arm.
Yeah, he should. Dude, that'd be great.
That'd be
fucking kicks.
Like, finally get a Dawkins tattoo.
Please get a Dawkins tattoo at Skankfest. Please, on your shoulder.
I just would never do it. I don't have it. You just get tattoos to be funsies. I don't care. I don't care.
They are funsies.
They are fun. Yeah.
I don't care enough. What it is, I don't care enough.
I think I talked Lewis today to staying away from the face. I'm like, don't do
Oh,
face,
Jesus
dude.
Christ, that's
face.
So stupid.
He was thinking about it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm like, don't do your face, dude.
Was he going to get mascara?
Did
he kill someone?
No, it's just too...
eventually.
You're a tattoo person. I would say the face thing is a fad. I think that is going to come and go. Like, chest pieces.
It's been around
like,
for...
Like, dudes with just chest pieces.
I mean, I think it can look really sexy on some people. You know,
now,
you gotta,
now
like,
in their 20s.
No, I knew a girl with a face tat who was in her 30s who was pretty hot.
Okay. 30s is still acceptable. Yeah.
No, for sure. I'm not saying it's
whatever.
I mean, someone can't rock it.
I don't know.
No, I think you could be cut up to your neck in tattoos and still be a successful, highly paid and powerful lawyer.
What is
for
this,
sure.
What
or
is
doctor.
This place that will hire you with like covered in tattoos but not on the face? Like, what is, like,
I feel
like the kind of place that won't hire you.
I'm telling you, I think a lot of these places,
but a place that'll hire people with tattoos, like, they'll just hire people with tattoos. I think face tattoos, I get it. It's a different,
but I think face tattoos, I think there's ones that look awesome. I think about getting
I think about it.
Weird if my bank teller had on their eyes always tired. You're like, okay, that's
spider web on their forehead. He goes,
I mean, it's dedication
without a doubt.
But it can look super cute.
Is it possible to remove a face tattoo without any scarring? Like, can you do that if you want to?
No, there'll be scarring, and it's going to fucking kill to get it done.
Jesus Christ.
Now, you get it done, you get it done. I mean, Aaron...
How many hours...
What's it called? What's that? Aaron Carter kid, he's going to regret all of those if his mind ever snaps back into place.
How many hours of time to remove the dot on my ass? Like, 12 hours?
I think a minute.
And I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I mean, literally.
Like, why would you want to remove it?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Are too many? Is it ruining your
I've never seen it.
Career.
Just a dot on my ass somewhere. I don't know. It's stupid. It was a dumb thing.
So just I think it was a very smart thing.
You have a Cindy Crawford mole on your ass.
I recommend that your first tattoo be a face tattoo. Yeah.
If you haven't gotten one by now, you may as well just go straight for the face.
Yeah, why not?
You're a self-made man. Yeah. It's not like you don't need a...
I'm just stupid. I think it's 52 years old.
Will you get my name on your ring finger?
No.
We can get soul married?
No, thank you, sir.
Why? Oh, I'm sorry. Way to be homophobic on LGBTQ month. Jesus,
you should get like a Winona Forever, but Shannon Forever.
Get Shannon Forever.
That's a good idea. That I would get.
Yeah.
Is that your wife's
dude, name? You want to get... Or just you want to do what I did with Dave Smith? What me and Lewis did with Dave Smith? Do you want to get half hearts of Shannon? Lee with Shannon Lee?
I just would never...
If you guys do that, I'll put both of your names somewhere
I have
on
no
me.
Desire.
We do when we touch our dickheads together, it says her name?
Names,
oh, they can't hear me.
Names are bad luck.
Oh, Jay can't hear Shannon.
I would
right.
get a face tattoo before I'd get anybody's name.
Oh, do you have any? Do you have no names of anybody on you?
What would it take for you get somebody's name?
It's bad luck. It's bad luck. You shouldn't do it.
Jay, I said if you and Ralph got that, I would get both of your names on me.
Ralph.
Just don't. I don't care enough.
Ralph. So funny. Let's get them on our ankles. Let's get our little ankle tattoos of Shannon.
I just don't care. I don't. It doesn't.
I'll get Shannon.
Why don't you get the marathon?
Yeah, my first marathon time.
Yeah, your marathon. Yeah, you're for 13,000th place. Whatever.
And then Shannon gets our names on her in banners.
Let's all do it at Skankfest.
I'll do it.
I will tell you this. There's no way I'm doing it. So I appreciate it.
Damn. Also, Skankfest isn't the place to do it. The artists that you've been hiring are a little heavy-handed.
No, they are, but I have amazing... The one that did this on me and his crew are going to come in. We're going to have 10 artists. It's going to be great.
I want to tell you one quick story that is so embarrassing, but I know you're going to love it, so I want to tell you that. Also, I know that I want to show that we are now Pass Out Buddies, which we missed last week because we did a pre-record last week. Shannon, can you play those first?
Did you get into a fight with somebody over a ping pong table this week?
Yeah, I did. Mine first, I think, if you have it. This is from 7 years ago, right? This one in my house.
That girl just squirted,
and I don't do drugs, really, and I did an edible, and on this episode, I passed out. And let's just play that clip real quick.
She squirted a little bit.
You know somebody squirted?
Let's do this right now. I am ridiculously way too high.
Stop getting... I'm
really... Look at my eyes. You can see it already.
Stop it.
There it goes.
You're feeling exactly what I felt.
Yeah. And it's okay. And I'm out.
Ralph. I need blood in my brain to come up with quick things.
I was out.
He's got...
Like, what the fuck's going on? Right?
What's wrong?
And I hate that they took...
Dude,
they took,
a girl just squirting and being concerned is the funniest thing in the world. It looks like everyone's laughing at you.
Everyone's
laughing.
Great edit. It was great. I forgot to put that together, but it's great.
Don't they have Dave Smith doing something great?
Proceed. Dave's concern. That's great. It's great.
This is great. You also look like you're jerking off.
Jesus Christ. This is uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, too.
Oh, okay. So what, she put out a candle?
Yeah, she squirted out a candle, I think. So now Jay, this is what, last week?
Yeah.
Jay now joined the club of being a giant goof. Play it.
Big dab.
Big dab.
Hold on, I don't know why it's not playing audio. One second. Here we go.
Did you squirt and put out a candle?
No, he didn't get a squirt.
He did
a big dab, and now his head's on the table.
It's going down.
And now he's out. And now the same person has equal concern as Dave 5 years later.
Immediately okay.
Jay just passed out.
That was real life.
Oh my God, I thought you were acting. I really thought you were doing a bit.
I'm back.
So to be clear, for me, the way I remember it is I don't even remember, but like I just like woke up and I was fine immediately.
See, I didn't even I mean, I guess I was too. And I really like, if I was missing any, if I'm missing time, it's like 2 seconds.
Right, for me, that's what I thought.
I genuinely knew I was, because I said I get that thing, that like wah, wah, wah feeling sometimes when I do them, because Lewis has me pull 1,000 fucking like hard dabs. So like, I'll cough and I'm trying not to cough too much because I've got a microphone in front of me. So, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
There's that. So I've had that feeling where I need like 10 seconds to kind of like, and I'm widely aware of it, but like I know I'm like my body's sort of shaking, but I'm like, but it's like doing nitrous or something, and you're like in 10 seconds you're like, okay, I'm fine. This felt like that, but I was like my eyes closed, and I knew like, but I was just losing control of it, but I don't. I remember my head hitting the microphone. I don't remember my hand shaking. Like I didn't feel like it was shaking. But and then Lewis going like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, and I looked up. I was like, "Am I? Like I think I am." Like yeah.
The
like,
only reason
I,
why
I said you hear me go like, "Did I go out?" I'm like, "Did I go out?" And he was like, "Yeah." And then I turned the microphone right around. I'm like,
the only reason why my head didn't hit the table was because the mic was there, and I'm, you know, held my head up.
Yeah,
you were eating that mic, bro.
held my head up. So the same, I would have hit the table. That's crazy. Yeah.
If I was standing, I would have fucking fell without a doubt. If I was standing, I would have fell.
Oh my God, that's never happened to me. I've never done a that's not true. Ketamine. I've
never done enough, dude. You're not rad enough.
What are you talking about, dude? I took ketamine.
Your lack of rad.
I'm rad.
Why don't you be more rad?
I didn't know Josh Adam Myers isn't rad.
I'm rad ickle.
Is this the show where we find out that Josh isn't rad because he's never passed out from drugs?
I have passed out from drugs, but not from weed. Weed's pussy ass shit, dude. You gotta mix the chems,
dude. What are you
bro?
Fucking? You a jerk off who's never passed out from weed?
No, bro.
I've totally passed out from weed.
Yeah, I mean,
right, well, why don't you guys all go out to dinner later?
There was a show.
Weed is strong.
There was a
especially
gig
these days.
Oh yeah, there
weed
was a gig
weed
I would do in
strong.
Toronto.
Also, I'm a giant puss. I don't do anything.
There was a place in Toronto called the Underground Comedy Club where you could smoke inside. Everyone smoked weed in the showroom, so it made for an interesting audience. But every time I did it, they have like somebody goes through that. They start like going down and freaking out a little bit
really?
On weed, and they have their staff is all girls. That organically just dress like gypsies, sort of, and they just like you lay your head on their lap on the floor, and they like pet your head, and you just got to do comedy through that.
Oh, that is fucking crazy! And that still does that still exist?
I think so. The lady who ran it was the best, dude. She ruled, Joey. It was a great fucking like room to do comedy in, but it was just a spectacle of a place.
Oh, that's really hilarious.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
By the way, again, thank you so much for doing this last minute. The band that was supposed to be on tonight, which is so bizarre, they canceled twice last minute.
Fucking Third Eye Blind. So suck our dick.
Our dicks, Third Eye Blind.
So they're never coming on again.
Yeah.
Fuck you so hard, Three Doors Down.
Fuck you.
Only the band that's
I hate everything
three.
About you.
You want to talk about celebrating LGBTQ plus month? Mm-hmm. Me and Josh are hitting fucking Coldplay hard this Sunday.
I can't wait, dude. I don't think I've ever been more excited.
My hands are going to be in his pockets
sticks.
The whole time.
Who opened for Coldplay? Anybody?
Her.
Oh, that's cool. Her
I'm
is great.
I'm super stoked
her
for her.
Is awesome.
She's, I love, it's so weird to say, but I do. I love her. She's awesome.
She's so cool. Yeah, she's awesome. She's
I'm trying
girl,
to,
girl Prince.
What you showed me was incredible. I'm very excited to watch her, but I'm trying to get Jay and Christine to dress Coldplay with me. So, like, loud colors. Face paint, like you know,
face
like,
paint. I don't know that.
Like the little, they do. Like
I
the,
thought
they
more.
Do the,
don't they? Doesn't that guy just wear like
I thought they wore jeans and a t-shirt. That's what I thought.
Is there
much.
Like a new? Did they rebrand somewhere
yeah,
along the way?
Shannon, pull
like,
up, pull up a picture.
I, no, he's pretty.
I mean,
he's pretty
I'm thinking
jeans
of Coldplay
t-shirt.
Like
no,
15
not.
Years
that's
ago.
What I'm
that was
short
15
hair,
years
jeans
ago.
And a t-shirt
before the electronic movement.
Yeah, I guess I like
where they now.
I was
Alex's
Yellow. I think
it was like yeah. I was just gonna say they had that song.
Yeah,
they were just like dad rock.
You wait for
it wasn't.
Us.
I didn't know they
yeah.
went.
They
are
went
they
still putting
direction.
Out new music?
Yeah,
yeah,
but it's not.
And they're gonna play too much of it.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, that, yeah that,
play from it. Your first four albums. Yeah,
is that a new song you're singing?
No, that's on, in dude. My place, bro.
Oh, the fuck do I know? I know Yellow. That's it. I'm out.
Oh, yeah, you're so cool.
Don't I know, like, no, the scientists.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Those guys
I know the
spray
scientists.
They didn't put hairspray in their hair.
Well,
those guys never
was,
wore those guys never wore pink
ago.
Tank tops.
I mean,
dude, take an edible with us and go. I'll hold you up.
It sounds so boring.
If I didn't go to
a concert. I'm sure it's fun. I've never been to a concert of like.
Taking mushrooms and going to Coldplay?
Why are you going to yuck my
yum? I don't know any
yum.
Coldplay songs other than, but I'm sure it's fun.
No, you do. You know five Coldplay songs.
It was like
easy.
That.
Probably, yeah. They play in shoe stores, right?
Huh?
It plays in shoe stores and shit.
Absolutely.
Dude.
I think you know this one right here. I used to do.
That's a good song. That's a good song.
And have a ski, baba, dee, ba, do. We got a liquid death on the table. Joanna and Chris from Brooklyn. We're gonna dress in loud clothing and take mushrooms and sing. I'm gonna hold J.O. so tight.
I wonder how long this will go.
Walk home. Play rules the night.
All right, so they've got one.
When Jay went high, I think you sold me. That's when I was out before you went high.
It's an okay song. It's an okay song.
Do you have any, Shannon,
I think it's
going to
be a really boring show.
Yeah, Shannon, please pull up.
It's going to be a boring show.
I don't see any of him being like fancy.
No, just put in like one of their concerts.
That's what I think.
No, guys.
What are you saying? We should dress in shirts and pants?
Every picture you're pulling up, he's wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, go on YouTube and look at Coldplay Live.
Yeah, go to like, they just...
See his show shirt and pants.
also a t-shirt, but it's got a red stripe on it. So.
I'm about to murk all of you when you see this performance. I am 100%.
Josh is very Coldplay passionate.
Because you guys are acting like there was wearing t-shirts. If he is, it's
Josh,
a
you're trying to dress
there
off.
It is. Guys, here we go.
You're trying to dress off.
I mean,
he's wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Oh, he has a pink bracelet.
Oh, my God, he's wearing an armband. How do you deal?
That
oh.
looks like the wristband that they just put on you to get a beer in the VIP section.
He's part
like
Shawn Michaels.
That's just so he can drink at the VIP.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not Macklemore?
It doesn't look like
he's wearing the most ironic
gay Hitler band. You guys really built up this outfit, and it's exactly... Exactly what we said it would be.
Skip ahead, Chris. Shannon.
I'm Shannon.
None of this.
Sorry.
And also, by
he's
the way,
he's wearing jeans.
If you wore any
t-shirt.
Of that, no one's going to be like, man, these guys really cold-plated out.
That's not, he's not even
Josh,
wearing
really
it's part of
like
his guitar.
This isn't the right concert.
Look at Jay. He's wearing this a t-shirt and jeans. Yeah. He's so cold-plated.
I don't think you guys, I think you guys are thinking you're of really, another
what is
band.
Happening?
Look, that shirt's gay.
It's a t-shirt.
Oh, I'm not dressing like that. No way. Am I wearing a sort of see-through? Too short with my gut hanging out of the bottom? Fuck you, Josh. What do you think we do, you asshole?
There it is. That's not a regular
t-shirt.
It's not a regular t-shirt.
Is it a wild
slightly irregular
colored
t-shirt? It's a pretty regular t-shirt.
It's what he wears.
Joanna.
It's a pretty regular shirt.
I think
not.
That nobody on Team Josh for the Coldplay outfits right now. That's what I think.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to go sing with you. I'm going to put on neon bracelets and I'm going to sing with you at the top of my lungs.
Bet it's the best concert we ever see in our
I've
lives.
I've seen them before.
So have I, but long time ago.
I feel like
ago.
I
not
saw
since...
them at a festival at
sure.
some point.
I mean, they've been around. How long have they been around? Like at least 25 years, right?
Yeah, it was like that era.
1998-99 is when I first heard about them.
So we're going to play an LGBT Jew game tonight, right? That's what we're doing here tonight. It's going to be.
I don't agree with any of this.
It's going to be basically because of Hanukkah, 8 questions, but
it's
eight.
So it's like not anytime close to Hanukkah.
I know, but because
they're releasing this in December.
Oh, okay.
Good Judaism, Ralph.
Thanks.
Because
way to heave.
It's close to.
It was a way to work in 8.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah is in September.
I don't know anything. Shavuot is
Shavuot is this weekend.
Is it really? Okay.
Oh, and then Sukkot.
Sukkot's in September.
Jesus. Are you also are you the canner of the
all those holidays are front loaded.
I grew up really religious.
Did you really?
I did.
Did you
yeah.
have a bat mitzvah?
I had a bat mitzvah.
Before I sucked this dick. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam.
When did you leave the Judaic faith?
Why do you think I left?
Well, I just the way you said
she's more Jewish than all of us.
I am more Jewish than all of
you. Tattoos,
you
can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Oh my God, that is like the oldest.
That's antiquated, dude.
Stupid.
Is it?
Okay, it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, they let all those Auschwitz people.
Anything you know about Jews, they will take anybody's money for anything. You pay to get into a Jewish cemetery, you're going there.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not. They don't reject anyone. Well, yeah.
That was a weird question.
I actually.
When did you reject Judaism?
Right. Yeah. Like. When did you reject Judaism?
How long ago did you turn your back on God?
Yeah.
After I turned
13. When did you turn your back on the one true Lord?
On Jehovah.
Yeah.
Damn, Ralph.
So we're going to have...
I'm not as... religious as I was growing up, but okay. I'm Jewish.
Do you still observe every holiday?
No.
Okay.
I do. I fast.
Do you smoke weed in one of those tree houses every September for Sukkot?
That's Sukkot rules.
Dude, that's I smoke mad blunts at Sukkot.
I don't smoke weed.
Please tell me you've had like a porn star Passover Seder.
I didn't have a porn star Passover Seder, but there was one year where I did.
She did squirt out a menorah candle.
I did a Hanukkah gangbang.
You did an eight-man Hanukkah gangbang.
I did an eight-man Hanukkah gangbang. Yes. One of the most popular things.
Black Israelites, though.
Nice.
Right?
What was the name? Was there a name for it?
It was called Eight Guys, Eight Nights.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
But it was, I guess it was misnamed because it was just in one afternoon. It wasn't even an eight guys night.
Eight guys night.
Your rabbi was like, you did it wrong, Joanna.
And I had all the guys wear like blue. No, come on, man. I wasn't going to do that.
Okay.
I like blue jeans and white shirts. And
oh, like
and
Coldplay
they
dress?
Coldplay,
like
yeah. it was a whole Coldplay
and
concert.
Pink armor, and I had them stand like a menorah, like I put the tallest guy in the menorah.
So did you go from one side to the other?
That was a hit in the Jewish community.
Did you go one side to the other, right to left?
Well, I don't know if you know what a gangbang is. They all have to kind of.
Oh, come at once.
They have to
okay.
Kind of be on you at the okay. same.
Well, he's never been the.
But
gangbanger,
I guess it started.
But he
like
has
that,
been the gangbangy.
Yeah.
I've been the recipient.
You've been the recipient. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of work.
You know, yeah. Oh, you haven't seen Ralph gets bukkakied in Budapest.
Bukkakied in.
He did it when he was over there to run a half marathon.
Yeah, for sure.
I actually said after I ran the half marathon that because I didn't really train for it. I just like kind of did it, and mm-hmm. I said it was so much like doing a gangbang. It was like very similar.
In what
and
context?
And so basically I've been training for a very long time.
Salty sweat in your eyes.
Sore pussy.
It's a group activity, you know? And like you're it's kind of painful but kind of awesome at the same time. Mm. You're like really excited when you're doing it, but you're also really excited when it's over. You know,
I always just I can't wait for it to be done.
You hope you to God it, you don't you shit. Know? You're hoping to God you don't shit the whole time.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't know if I should say that on this show.
It's
we just met. Show. It's weird, but I really did. I said that to my friend, and I was that's like, funny. And the whole time you really don't want to shit on it.
Some people just shit during that run.
Yeah, people shit. People they also they it's do, very yeah. common that they shit behind trees at the end of the thing. Also.
I mean, I was well prepared. I've had my, you know. I've spent a long career of mine.
Shitting?
It was empty.
Not shitting.
Holding it in. Yeah.
Not
holding
it in. I knew exactly what to do.
You don't hold it in. You get it out.
You get it out beforehand.
Also, it's 2 hours. So mm-hmm. by the end, even though if you get it out, they might very well need to shit again by the end of 2 hours.
What are you doing?
The bouncing, running for 2 hours.
Eating bread and meatballs.
I can't tell if we're talking about gangbangs or marathons.
You know, the same thing really applies to both.
Clean your asshole out.
Everything you just said, yeah.
Don't hold it.
Always do an enema before a marathon.
Ralph, you're the worst person to butt fuck.
Yeah. I came prepared. I literally did every single thing that
Joanna,
I
Joanna, you could
butt
fuck me so hard and there'd be nothing on that thing because I clear out.
Bullshit.
Now, instead of ookie cookie, do Jews call it focaccia matzah?
No? You should have. That wasn't bad at all. I've done this
it's
with
like
Lewis
not
already.
Funny joke.
I've put a finger two knuckles deep up my ass with like a baby wipe to prove there will be nothing on that baby
Who were
wipe.
You proving it to?
Yeah.
Lewis. Oh, okay.
Do you want to get fucked in the ass?
I don't, but okay. I'm ready so for it. I don't at all, but I'll tell
by
you what.
A 2-inch?
Yeah. If somebody was like, oh no, Jay sat on the Christmas turkey, what are we going to eat? I go, it's fine, everyone. That Christmas turkey couldn't be, it's probably cleaner now. It's probably cleaner now that I did that.
You definitely are obsessed with that, right? Like to the point
you're
where.
You're obsessed with.
God, and it,
cleaning your ass.
That I'm not, because I'm not the person, I'm obsessed with, I'm not the person who smells at this situation.
Wasn't there a My Strange Addiction about somebody who used to toothbrush their asshole?
Oh my God.
Wow. No, but we should watch that episode tonight.
I don't know if that's an addiction. It's more of like a OCD.
Is it? Do you have anything specific that you use to clean your asshole or just you're soaping up something and putting it up there?
That if you're spending all this time cleaning your asshole, it's like a shame that nothing's going in there.
That's true,
it's
too.
Like a,
isn't it, though?
Really like
do
a
you
waste.
Have, do you have something that goes up there specifically?
Very,
Christina whale a finger up there every
that?
Now and
no, no, I mean,
it's a waste.
You just whale it up there?
Oh, what do I clean it with?
Yeah.
My fingers.
That's not how you clean an asshole.
Ooh, no, shots fired.
What do you do?
I mean,
I'll take it from the. Listen, I'm not saying I know better than you.
Like with your fingers?
How do you clean your asshole?
You got to do the weird enema.
In the shower?
You have to do an enema. I mean, first of all, a lot of it's your diet, you know? Right. Like, you have to eat.
You got to get a power washer, really.
All right, you know what?
But yeah, you have to do like an enema.
Yeah, I'm not doing that every
another
day.
Another enema.
I
and
find
then you can take a
every
big
day.
Clear
yeah, that's.
Toy and you
yeah, you don't
it
do.
All the way in you.
Oh, okay,
and then
so it's a real procedure. Does the toy have bristles?
No.
I don't think he's doing
the enema
good job
is the,
cleaning.
Like what the does the cleaning.
I
the toy is just like
I'll say I'm above average clean if I'm two knuckles of no fucking doo-doo coming out of that
piece of paper. You need to stick a clear dildo in your ass
all the way.
We got
to
check.
I will, that shit will go all the way up to like my neck. I make sure there's nothing.
No.
You know,
you're a professional.
Two fingers? That's like
I bow to you. I'm not challenging you. I know you know way better than I'm arguing. I'm saying the value in my life of douching my asshole every day is worth. I'll go. I just have the cleanest asshole of almost any guy in the room, probably. But sure, I couldn't take it up to
not for pride, not in Pride Month.
I was
going to
say.
You had to go three knuckles if you want to get clean for Pride Month.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
You're really
I have the cleanest
asshole
on a straight male.
All right. I don't mean I'm not gonna.
Dude,
argue.
I'll go asshole to asshole to find out.
I don't know how you
don't want to do that,
eat?
Dude. You
with
just,
a
you, call,
your
you
diet.
Call me with complaints and worries about your asshole.
Yeah, but that doesn't
don't
mean that
tell
it,
people.
And you know what? This is a Jewish episode. Most Jews have problems.
Yeah, dude,
with their assholes.
Yeah,
I've never had
diet or hereditary.
It's just the anxiety of life.
Yeah,
it's just being Jewish. Like you know, one day it just flips the script, and it's
they
not.
Have like notoriously bad. Like,
I have a lot of
gastro.
I have a lot of medical
issues.
You
go to the proctologist. It's like, I mean, it's Jews and gay guys. That's the whole proctologist.
I have a lot of
every time
issues.
I used to go, that was it. It was like middle-aged Jewish men
in, hello,
and young,
you?
Handsome
nice
gay
to
guys.
See you.
Yeah.
Hey, Rabbi. You back, baby?
I've still got so many
right
my
now.
Medical issues at
it's
all.
It's like half the room is guys getting fucked and having a good time. And the other half is guys clearly
never
not,
having sex.
Not having any
or through
fun
a sheet.
Any so many minor medical things that I have are so stress related that that's where all my Judaism comes out.
Sure.
And that just worry and weird things happening from worry.
That's why I don't think I'm Jewish, because I just ignore. Which might not be the smartest thing, but
it's coming out somewhere,
mom,
buddy. It's coming
Jewish?
Out on your asshole. Yeah.
Is your mom asshole? Jewish?
Yes.
Your mom Jewish?
Yeah. My whole family's Jewish.
Yeah,
I just never was into organized religion. I didn't get bar mitzvah because I just didn't want to. And then
you had a.
Did you make a financial killing at your bar mitzvah?
Yeah, dude. She.
Bat mitzvah versus OnlyFans.
Yeah,
let's go.
But my parents took most of it to pay for the bat mitzvah, which I didn't think was very fair.
We killed my brother.
That's pretty Jewish. It's pretty Jewish.
He's got killed. See, I didn't do it because that when I went to the, I was so bored.
You had
in Hebrew
a choice
school.
That your parents were like, "Do you want to get?"
Yeah,
there was no choice.
And no,
but of course I wanted.
We just didn't have
it. It's a big party for you.
We just didn't have the money, and I was just not into it. So I was just like, I just don't know if I want to do it. I couldn't learn Hebrew. I always got in trouble.
Well, when I went to Hebrew school,
you were like the bad kid.
When I went to Hebrew school. That's what the problem was. I went and read.
I would have been like, ooh, he's the bad boy.
I would have went and read.
I would have done your homework for you.
Read right to left. Mm-hmm. Two classes. Uh-huh. And I didn't want to go anymore. And they were like, well, you can't get bar mitzvah. I'm like, what's the bar mitzvah thing again? And any Jewish friends I had were like, oh, it's when you go. And like, but more than the party, I was like, it's money. They used to always say it's the money you're going to use to get like your first car.
Right.
When you turn 16, you'll be able to get a car. Because your bar mitzvah money. And I was just right away knew. I'm like, I don't come from those Jews. There's more Jews that ride motorcycles, and do heroin in my family than there are
Jews that ride motorcycles?
Right? Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. I grew
I
up.
Have never.
Well, you
I
are
mean,
not really
100%
Jew.
I have a very, very large Jewish family.
I grew up like the kid
definitely
from Mask.
Not one of them.
I grew up like Rocky Dennis, my big titted tiny mom.
You don't come across a lot of like Jewish Hell's Angels.
I know.
It's just not. Maybe the owner.
My uncle got stabbed in his lungs by a rival biker gang. They stabbed me in my lungs.
Yeah.
On my motorbike.
I think my brother and I made like $5,000 each. It's pretty crazy.
That's killer, man.
Yeah,
that's
great.
In 1965?
Okay.
Yeah,
actually, you know, it was like a thing for your bar mitzvah. Like, people give you those bonds, like savings bonds.
That was a
real thing. Oh, is this going to like. My dad actually gave me all my like savings bonds for my bat mitzvah, like the rest of them or whatever, for my like 40th birthday last year.
That's cool, though. Yeah.
I still have them. I'm like, how the fuck? What do I do with these? And it was
years.
Really funny.
You have
to
wait
look
fucking years to let them to mature, I think, right? I'm not even
20. Sure. Takes 20 years.
Yeah, well, I have them sitting somewhere. I'm like, I'm embarrassed to take them to the bank.
So what is it that like our grandparents then just go to a bank and put like eight like nickels in, and then in like 20 years it becomes $200?
They used to double.
Well, they give you for bat mitzvahs, it was typical for them to give you
a bond.
A chais, you know,
I got
like it's 18 or 36 or 72 or whatever.
It's funny. I don't.
I can't go more than that. So all of them were.
You just got past Josh's knowledge. Yeah. He just went. Yeah, 1836 yeah. to 42.
You got real borscht belly.
Totally.
That was like the luck.
Anyway. Listen, let's start the game because we're already half hour into
my
this.
Nervous
all right. LGBT Jew. So we
so
all
is
have
a game about gay Jews.
It's gay. No, gay or Jew. They're real
gay
regular. Take
could
your
it
papers
cross over?
And your pens.
It could cross over.
Right in front of you, hun. Paper and pen.
Hun, so condescending.
Sorry. So I'm talking
your
to you.
Trivia always
hey, cupcake.
Jewish
no, he's just getting real Jewish, hun.
So we are going to do
serve some matzo balls.
16 questions, mm-hmm. right? 8 are Jewish related, and 8 are LGBT, not the
related.
Jew.
Okay.
And we each guess. And if you're right, you get a point. If you're wrong, you drink. And the women put your. I mean, women are going to have to take an item of clothing off.
Okay.
Women.
Women.
Shannon.
Shannon, you got to peel down.
Uh oh.
Who
that's
else
right.
Takes
layer
their
up.
Just me.
Shannon will.
Oh.
And Byron also. Byron would also.
All right.
Byron also.
Yeah, Byron will take his clothes.
Byron is non-binary, okay. So he will also.
And he can suck his own dick.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show. Not a new sponsor anymore. They've been hanging with us for a bit now. And this is for fans of ours over the age of 21. Let's talk about my newest vape pen from MePod.com. Shannon's favorite also. Shannon will be straight rocking this thing the whole show. Now, as a warning, these products contain nicotine, and nicotine's an addictive chemical if you're one of the coolest people in the world. So find out if it works for you. It's got a great pull. It's got great flavors. And the feel of the device, I can't say it enough times, like a little softy.
Not like his dick. His dick is too big.
A little, but it feels like the middle of Byron's softy. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nice. It's more convenient than smoking. It's got less smell than cigarettes, obviously, and it's easy to use indoors. They have refillables. They have disposables. They also have a wide variety of options for 420 smokers if you're super duper cool. So if you like flavors, MePod, again, has a wide variety of those. And they have the fastest shipping available.
Sometimes
in all
day.
Of shipping.
Same day shipping sometimes.
Oftentimes, most orders ship out the same day you order. So if you're a vapor or smoker, you're going to love MePod. Support the sponsor that supports the SDR show. And if you go right now to MePod, MIPOD, MePod.com, use the promo code SDR, you're going to get 15% off your order. That's right. For a Jewy episode, that's a pretty Jewy deal.
What's the name of the singer of POD again?
MePod. The lead singer of POD is...
Ah,
Sonny.
Sonny. Sonny. That's a good.
Sonny. I call him Sonny. Look
Sandoval.
At that. She saw that fucking piece. She knows what's going on. Yeah, Josh failed.
All right, go to MePod.com, code SDR, 15% off.
Yeah, Ralph, good help. All right, let's get back into it.
All right, Shannon, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Let's so what are we it. Doing? We're,
okay,
what
so
are we,
it, Shannon's going to ask the question.
Yep, so I'm oh, going to...
You write it down, and what, do I like fold it, hide it? Do we pass it on to someone?
Oh,
I wish
Shannon?
I could say it. So I am going to go back and forth between LGBTQ trivia and Jewish trivia, and I will ask the room the question. After I ask it, you'll have a moment to write the answer down, and then we'll go around the room, and then everybody who gets it right gets a point.
Right.
Can we do it on the same piece of paper?
Yeah. Yeah. You just cross that. Sure.
Okay. Number one. This is.
Wait. Who do I pass it down to?
You know. Nobody. You're just gonna write down your answer.
Oh. Okay. But what? I don't want anyone cheating.
Well, I'm not gonna look. No one's looking at anyone else's.
All right.
Number one. This is LGBTQ trivia. The question is: the Stonewall Inn is in which New York City neighborhood? The Stonewall Inn is in which New York City neighborhood?
I think I'm right. I might be wrong. Tell me when everyone's locked in and we're going to show our answers.
Locked.
Everyone's locked?
Yeah, locked.
All right, put your pens down, Shannon. You want to tell it?
No, I feel like we should.
Oh, dude, you want to do them all in one shot?
I mean, I guess it'd be faster if I just told you. So the answer is Greenwich Village.
All right, well, I wrote West Village,
yeah,
which
West
is
Village
right.
Also.
I also
that's
wrote
right.
the West Village.
All right, yeah. West Village.
What, Jay?
I put Chelsea.
I put Chelsea.
All right, so two were wrong. You guys got a drink.
Yeah. I don't drink, so...
Liquid take your death. Shirt off.
Oh, you don't drink?
Yeah, take your fucking
then
shirt off,
death
Josh.
Is perfect for you.
I love Liquid Death. Okay.
I'm
proud sponsor of,
yep.
of the 500 with Josh mm-hmm. Adam Myers.
Mm-hmm. As of about 20, 37 minutes ago. All right, next one, Shannon.
Okay, this is the first Jewish question. Number right. one, who is said to, this is multiple choice, who is said to have been the first Jewish person? Is it A, Moses, B, Abraham, C, Noah, or D, Joseph?
I'm going to be so wrong.
Who's A again?
Moses. A is Moses, B is Abraham, C is Noah, D is Joseph.
Well, I think I'm wrong on this, but is everyone locked in?
Locked.
All right, I'm going Abraham.
Yeah,
am I right?
It's Abraham.
It's
yeah.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Okay, that was a fucking guess. Just because, how could it be Moses?
You too. You too, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Everybody's right. Got that.
Oh, you guys all read the Bible.
I can read the Jews. You're going to do good just for Jews.
I got the Book of Genesis by R. Crow.
When do I take clothes off?
When you get it wrong. When you get it wrong.
When I get it wrong. Yeah. Oh, it's all on me. Okay.
Okay. Back to LGBTQ trivia.
Okay.
What's the longest running LGBTQ character in TV history?
Wow.
What show features...
I mean, Goldust on
the
WWE
longest running?
Raw.
Yeah, longest running LGBTQ character in TV history.
Wow, I have no idea. Gay, I don't even know any gay characters on TV.
What is a long run... what are long running shows in general?
I got it.
Don't answer to me.
I'm trying to think of TV shows.
Yeah, me too.
Like long run... Like, I feel like, what's a long running TV show in general?
None of you got it. I'll fight to get this answer right.
I have no idea.
What's the...
We have to have some sort of timeline.
All right, we're good. Yeah. Let's get locked in. If you don't have it, you don't have it.
Can I say it?
Well, I'm going to... No, don't just say it. We're all going to go...
You locked in?
But I don't have an answer to you. Let me say something. Let me figure something out.
All right. You got to lock it in something.
I got nothing.
All right.
Cocksucker.
Shannon, we say the answer.
I have nothing.
Pens down.
I have no answer.
It's Smithers from The Simpsons.
No, that's incorrect.
The show's been 35 years, and he's gay.
Is it Modern Family?
The answer is Grey's Anatomy.
No.
I swear to you, I was going to just put that as a guess.
I put Jay on the bonfire.
Real nice, dude.
No, dude, I'm 100% right. The show's been on for 30-some odd years.
Smithers is not gay. He said it in the...
Here we go.
Everybody... Drink or remove clothing.
I removed.
Oh,
that hurt.
Is Grey's Anatomy
Shannon,
still
please.
On? I don't think
Shannon,
I've ever seen an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Thank you.
Okay, number two.
I like to go back for a second on how angry Josh got.
I'm right.
He's wrong about the
Coldplay
outfits. He's right.
Smithers is not.
I don't think they ever officially outed Smithers.
I don't think they ever
yes,
did.
He
just got Burry recently.
Oh. So then it's only
you
one
don't
year.
Want,
all right,
that's
move
not,
on.
That's not.
He's been trying to fuck Mr. Burns for
watch your
years.
Mouth.
Okay, everybody.
He was his boss.
He
dude.
Was normal, and then he chose gay recently with his choice to become gay.
All right, number two of Jewish trivia.
Oh, boy.
This is also multiple choice.
Thank God.
Which country has the fastest growing Jewish community? Oh, no, I'm lying. This one's not multiple choice. Which country has the fastest growing Jewish community in the world?
Wow. That's a
country
weird question.
Or
which country has the fastest growing Jewish community in the world?
Fuck, dude. I just picked one that I think is right. If I'm right, I'm going to be cool as shit. No, with my Jews. You got to lock it in, people. Pick something. We can't make this go for all day. You in?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. What is it?
Okay. The answer is Germany.
Oh, wow. Really?
Close.
Yep.
Well, to be fair,
way to rub salt in the wound.
Because they started from zero, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I picked Australia for some reason.
I said Mexico.
Right, I got to do another shot.
There are like no
another
Jews
outfit
in Australia.
And,
I said Ireland.
I got it wrong.
I said the U.S. I don't know.
That's probably not a bad guess.
You got to take something off.
I have to take something off.
Yes, you do. Oh, that hurts.
I don't have a lot of clothes.
All right, well, then I guess the shirt comes
off.
Socks time.
Okay. Here we go.
Don't put ideas in her head. She's working on the top. Whoa, that happened quick. Hello.
Be a creep for 5 seconds, could you, Ralph?
How about you shut your mouth?
Be a creep.
How about you shut your
mouth? Byron's topless.
Byron's topless, too. Good.
Did you get it wrong?
Nice tits, dude.
Byron, did you get it wrong?
All right, go ahead, next.
Okay, number three, LGBTQ trivia. What was the first European country to legalize same-sex marriage?
Oh, I have no fucking idea.
What was the first European country to legalize same-sex marriage?
Hard question, Shannon.
Oh.
Some of them aren't as hard.
I got it.
I got one.
Oh my God,
is it? I'm trying to think.
Think about it. This is actually, we all should know this.
I wrote down. Is everyone in?
Everyone's good? All right.
Lock an answer in.
Ready?
Is it?
Is it Gayville?
No, that's they're
Transylvania.
It's Netherlands.
I wrote.
That's right.
Is Netherlands?
I wrote Sweden. Yeah. I
wrote
close.
Germany. I thought maybe you kind of screw
guys, it. Guys, Amsterdam.
What'd you write?
Right. I thought
Spain.
I don't know
yeah,
why.
But England has
Sweden.
The most permissive abortion laws in all of Europe. That's why.
So
I put
just
it.
Josh got it right.
Just Josh. Okay. So that means more drinking.
And now
than
I
do
so now I've got
right,
one, two, three wrong. Right.
I'm gonna have no clothes on.
Well, I got two right so far, and then three wrong.
I'm eating shit, except for Abraham.
Not off your finger, though.
No, that's fair. Not at least two knuckles deep. I don't know. We go fist knuckle
third
deep
knuckle?
Up there.
Yeah, third.
There may be some dookie balls. I can't speak on that.
It's a little Dookie wedding band.
But no further, a woman's finger can never get to poop in my butt. They'll never reach it.
Seems like a very try?
Specific.
The longest specific female thing. Finger could not get up there.
All right, Shannon, next. Number six.
The gangliest.
Okay, next one. Jewish trivia. This is multiple choice. A Jewish month begins with A, a celebration in the form of a minor Jewish festival, B, each new moon, C, a special oration by the rabbi in the synagogue, or D, absolutely no pomp or ceremony. This is how the Jewish month begins.
I'm just making a guess. Everyone's locked in?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is B, each new moon.
I guessed it. I just
guessed it too.
I said D.
All right. I got Chris? A point.
I said B.
I got it right.
Everybody but Josh, right?
So it doesn't matter. I'm only worried about my own.
You're only worried about your answers. Yeah. So you're good right now. Yeah.
Josh, drink alcohol for the first time in years.
Fuck it. Let's do it.
No.
I used to.
Oh. When's the last time you had a drink?
I haven't drank regularly in 15 years.
Wow.
I did do fentanyl in between that time, though. So.
Like for fun?
On purpose?
Because I was addicted. But no. I, really? Yeah.
It wasn't. Most people.
But you wait. You actively.
You get laced with it. That's
you actually.
I mean, opiates. Right. Okay. Just opiates in general.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But no.
You're
then,
okay now.
Yes. But then what I would do is once a year, I would like get frustrated. I'd go to Venice and I would just do a bunch of coke and drink for one night. And then the next day I would just be hungover and just then I wouldn't like do it again for a year. Yeah, I just wanted to get it out of my system. But yeah. I haven't done that since 2014.
Good for you.
I think that's pretty cool that you did that for a while, though.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's when you were
good
cool.
Good stories to tell.
That's not Coldplay, Josh. That's
I think that's
cool,
like a
though.
Smart way to do
every
that.
Every day is a new journey.
All right, move on, Shannon.
Okay, next question is LGBTQ trivia. The question is, Michael Scott forcefully kisses which character on The Office in a misguided effort to promote tolerance?
Got it.
Michael Scott forcefully kisses which character on The Office in a misguided effort to promote tolerance? Everyone good?
Yeah.
The answer is Oscar.
I wrote the little Spanish guy. I don't know his name.
That's racist.
I got it wrong.
I put Rainn Wilson.
Oscar.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it's Oscar.
I knew it was a little Spanish guy. I don't know his name.
You guys are Canadians.
Did you get that right, Joanna? Yeah.
Yes, I got it right.
I didn't. I never watched The Office.
Oh, my God.
You could have just wrote the gay guy and be right, I guess, right?
Oh, how?
I stopped watching The Office once a lot. It got real cringy after season 3.
Oh, my God.
Michael Scott on was when it was good. After that, I think it was fine.
I'm sure it's funny.
Yeah, once he left the show, it's not The Office.
I don't watch a lot of comedy. I get so much comedy. I like to watch, like, dark shows.
I keep telling you to watch Barry.
I'm watching it.
No, actually, dude, you ever watch Lilyhammer?
It's so good. And you know why it's dark particularly comedy, good? Because it does such a good job of making fun of people from LA.
Like Ozark.
I finished Ozark.
I like an Ozark.
Barry is such
Saul's
a good
great.
Show.
Well, you should watch Barry. Dude.
I'm on season three right now. It's so good.
I got Stranger Things to finish right now.
Just watch Barry.
Move on. Anywho. Barry's question 8.
Next one is.
Is Barry gay?
This is a Jewish trivia. Which holiday is Jewish New Year?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Which holiday is Jewish New
Year?
Why
am I blanking?
Watch Chris be the only one that got it right.
In. It'd be great.
Everyone good? The answer is Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh
Hashanah.
Rush. Hurry, baby, come for me.
Okay.
Jay, do you do anything Jewy these days? Like anything? Like go to
the
like a
fuck? Does that
like a seder? You go to a Passover dinner?
He's really
like
anal about cleaning his anus.
Yeah. Clean my anus.
He goes to a proctologist.
Yeah, I put up a menorah every.
You do
every Hanukkah. Sure,
oh, you do?
That's more than I do. I go to like a
do
Passover dinner.
Do you put candles in it, or you just put the menorah?
Put candles in it.
That's more Jewy than
every night. My Armenian girlfriend loves it. She jumps on board. She'll light the candles. She'll order the candles. And
well, they have, like, you know, Armenians and the Jews have like that.
I'll miss my grandmother just passed this year, you know, so that was like our last connection to any idea of like, but I carry on all of her stuff. So like, you know, gefilte fish. I love
Jewy food.
Dude, I'll tell you this. I always love like a cream herring. Like my dad's buddy, Jerry Katz, used to always bring over like cream herring. And I still, to this day, will eat the shit out of
it. I like the pickled herring more.
I'll eat that, too.
But Jewy foods run deep with me.
I love Jewy foods. Oh, my God. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right,
Kasha Kanish. Yonah Shimmels is the shit.
There's a newer like Israeli food restaurant in Williamsburg.
This so Laser Moon. Laser Wolf. It's fucking great. It's beautiful, too.
That guy is
yeah. There's so many. I'm going to a new one. What is it? Friday. I'll tell you what it's called. I'm going to...
Coldplay?
Coldplay. It's called Zuzu. It's supposed to be incredible. Yeah. It's the same people that Don Angie people, but I can't wait to go.
All right, before we go any further, are you over the age of 21?
Yes.
Are you living in the states where Delta 8 is legal?
Why wouldn't I?
Oh, look who's here.
Yes.
Is this the Delta 8 Empire?
I've been here the whole time, dude.
Oh, man, you were so quiet.
No, I've been kicking in the corner watching. Joanna Angel, I like her stuff, bro.
I like her knockers.
Oh, man, she's taking the biggest and the blackest, if you know what I mean. And I think you know what I mean because I just spelled it out. The biggest and the blackest penises in her super clean dookie shoot.
Is there a way to misinterpret that statement?
No. But I like to spell it out for the dummies, you know?
Fair enough.
Delta 8's for the dummies also.
Delta 8's for everybody.
It's for everybody.
Yeah.
The dummies, primarily.
The non-dummies that want to be dummies.
People that aren't dummies, but you know, they're probably dummies. Yes, on a slow crawl to Dummyville.
Go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8.
Hey, dummies, get some gummies.
Dummies.
Vapes and gummies for you dummies.
Should be their new slogan.
It rhymes for you doofuses. Hey, lazy eye, I'm talking to you. That's right.
Oh, man, that reminds me.
Do you want to be like the Delta 8 vampire?
Let me tell you a true story.
Please, Ralph, Delta kick it, dog. I got nothing but time.
Fucking gorgeous girl, right? Mm-hmm,
always.
Body amazing.
Totes.
Beautiful face.
Booyah.
Crazy lazy eye.
Holy shit. No way.
It was wild.
Now she can suck your dick and check for parking at the same time.
It was wild. She came here to get like surgery. They wouldn't do it. It was really weird. Anyway.
She's like, Ralph, I'm blowing you. I can see that you haven't shaved your balls and there's a cockroach on your wall.
If you're over the age of 21.
Yes.
Living in a majority of the states where this
children
is
of the night. Listen to me.
You dummies with gummies.
Dummies with gummies and vapes.
Just go to yoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, get 25% off. Pff,
Jewish all day long on this show, huh? Long.
High five at Jews.
You can't keep the Jew off of this show.
They don't even want it, but they're going to get it because they're 25%.
Happy Sukkot. I love Sukkot because it protects me from the sun, and I can bite Jewish people while they eat.
What is it called again, the house?
Sukkot.
No, the house has a name.
A sukkah.
Jesus, you're better at Judaism than me.
Oh, you did not know the Delta 8 vampire converted for a girl back in 86? Oh, her name was Samantha, and she had heavy hangers for a thin girl. Jew boobs, I called them.
Go to yoDelta.com, promo code GAS. Let's get back into it.
Jew boobs all day long.
Jew boobs.
Jew boobs.
Jew boobs.
Yes, I like to believe people are saying it with me. Let's get back into it.
All right, let's move on. Sorry.
Okay, next question is, what show aired the first ever lesbian wedding on American TV?
Oh, my God.
Lesbian wedding?
That's so specific.
What show?
That's also WWF Raw.
Really,
this is bullshit.
I'm going to make a total guess.
What show aired the first ever lesbian wedding on American TV?
I think I got it. I have no idea. This is a random guess.
No, I think I got it.
I know this isn't it.
Right, everyone locked in?
Wait, hold on. All right.
Okay, the answer is my favorite television show, Friends.
Oh, wow.
What was it? Wait,
I did
was
have
it
that.
Phoebe?
I wrote Roseanne for some
I
reason.
I
wrote
that.
Roseanne.
I feel
oh, really?
Stupid.
Oh, that's funny.
Chris is the only one?
Yeah,
I wrote Golden Girls.
I wrote one
How did
item
I get
of clothing.
That wrong?
And then,
did you guys not have
Golden
to watch
girls?
Bad TV with girls you were banging
Christine
in the
90s? Screaming out there probably right now.
Dan, what do I take off?
Whatever's left.
Byron, take some
Byron,
shorts.
Why is your cock not in your mouth yet?
I feel stupid for not knowing that.
By the way, glass is still on. Almost
naked. Can I ask a question?
Let's go.
Who got married on it?
Not Phoebe.
By the way,
not a lesbian. It was the Ross's ex-wife and her girlfriend.
Okay.
By the way, I never want to be on this show again if Bobby Hutch is not twerking in this room.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That's fair.
Don't invite me in.
The fuck is Bobby twerk?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
We got to reset the room.
Bobby went to my back specialist today and he knocked the shit out of him.
He did.
Work it out, bitch. That's why after the twerking, he threw his back out. He had to go to
the
bathroom.
Three knuckle knocked the shit out of him.
Fucking.
I took my shoes off.
All right, that counts.
I'm getting very comfortable here.
That counts. All right, number 10, which is
Jewish.
Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Which of these. Oh, it's not which of these. It's which Jewish holiday is the Day of Atonement?
Oh, God, I have no idea. Let me think. I'm going to guess.
This is, I can't believe if you guys don't get this show.
I know how. This is like the obvious.
This is basic level Judaism.
I'm so not a Jew. I really, like, we stopped being Jewish.
I wrote it.
We all in?
Everyone locked in?
Wait, I'm changing my answer. I'm changing my answer.
Jay wrote Christmas.
Oh, you dumb fuck. I just saw what you wrote.
Groundhog Day.
Show, what is it?
Friends. the answer is Yom Kippur.
All right, I got it. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, baby. Yo,
I wrote Passover.
I had Yom Kippur and switched it to Passover.
Oh, I also wrote Passover.
Oh, see, so Chris and Jay.
I was wrong.
I still fast on Yom Kippur.
I've done it before.
I do it every year.
I never did that.
They scared you.
I just know I can't look at apartments
so
the entire month of
much.
September.
Did you grow up like not using electricity on Friday and stuff and everything? Really?
Yeah, I grew up.
Were you Hasidic?
Did you also
not Hasidic, hold but on? Orthodox. Wait. Okay.
So you got into porn because you started bringing guys in to turn off the light switches, and that was that. I can't believe that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That porn.
My mom does bring men into the
black
house
guy.
To turn
can
the
you,
lights
that
on.
That is
though
crazy.
She would always do that.
Do you? Do you? I always think it's fun. I was talking to Ari today about this stuff because he's doing his Jew special. Coming up in a couple weeks here, but
Jew chosen
a Jew special.
It's a Jew chosen.
Yeah, it's called Ari Shaffir.
A comic
Jew.
Who almost became a rabbi and then became a comic.
Really?
Yeah.
Ari Shaffir and Ari. I'm surprised.
I do. Oh, I didn't know he almost became a
A
rabbi.
But
do Aliyah in Israel. That's what it's called.
Oh yeah, he was almost a fucking rabbi. Yeah. But we were talking about it's gone. I already forgot it.
Forgot.
We got so sidetracked. I'm so stoned.
They scared me a lot when I was younger about Yom Kippur. They told me. In Hebrew school, every year that Yom Kippur, since it's the Day of Atonement, God has a book of life and a book of death. And if you fucked up at all during the year, you can fast on Yom Kippur and it'll make up for it.
I had friends that switched to Judaism for that reason, that they were religious, but like, oh, I can just fast for one day and everything's for you. And he would cheat on his wife. He would do everything. He'd figure out.
But confession.
What if you just missed the day?
It really made you think.
Yeah.
So like every year when
really
I'm like, I don't
that.
Need to fast. You know, I'm not going to fast. This is crazy. I think I'm like, what if there's like a chance it's true? And I'm, you know, like, what if
I remember
I'm going to get put in the book of death.
I remember what I was going to ask
you. They're just like, there's those two books, and you get put in one or the other. That's what they always say. And I just, I can't.
Yeah, the things about where there's all like the loophole, there's like a whole industry of like Jewish Friday loopholes.
Yeah, this crazy one.
Like,
I love
the thing,
it.
The thing, like, instead of like pushing the buttons,
the elevator
stops for releasing
the
button.
Yeah, the elevator, just goes on every floor.
Yeah.
Do you know that there is.
But again, if you can like use technology and science to cheat, cheating the system. So
totally.
Like, why is that okay?
It's weird.
Like,
God,
I feel like you got to do it or not. Do
I always
it.
Feel like if it all is real, God's up in heaven going, God damn it, I should have been more specific. Like it's just a weird thing.
That's what I mean.
You know, there's wire around the section of Manhattan because you're not.
You can break the section.
It's so weird.
So it's like you're still in the temple.
Yeah, you're still in the temple. It's so weird.
No, everyone's gonna be like, "What the fuck are they talking about?" But I know exactly.
But like religiously speaking, the people who like everything down to their outfit every day. Day and everything is geared towards religion, like they're actually doing, like they're the only ones doing the actual thing,
right, but they even
that
also
the religious guidelines are stating. Everybody else is kind of like trying to find
the
ways
wire
around.
Is in
no,
a
those guys,
neighborhood.
No, those guys are doing
so
that
they can
too.
Carry things.
That's why, like,
it's
like Manhattan Beach is a very Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn because it's on a peninsula and you're allowed to drive if you live on a peninsula.
It's weird,
not on Saturday.
Yeah. If you live on a peninsula.
And also, I could tell you, I think I may have said this before, but in the 10 years as a strip club DJ, the worst people.
A strip club DJ?
The worst customers were the Hasidic Jews. They were the worst. They were just,
Hasidic Jews, I've told you, I went one
to
time.
To be fair,
my
though,
ex-wife,
they could bounce a quarter real good.
My ex-wife bartended one time at a swingers party.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-wife. And they let me like go after I did my comedy shows. I like went over there to meet her and just kind of hung out and watched. And there was several Hasidic Jewish guys there with what I can only assume is prostitutes.
Yeah, they're the most deviant because they're just trying to pretend to be.
But that said, at the Comedy Cellar for years, when I did that late show all the time, and like there was a gang, like eight different. They were all a crew of buddies. These eight Hasidic Jewish guys that were the best fucking. They came. They were like, this is them getting out and cutting loose.
Yeah.
And they were awesome.
They had to be thrown out of the strip club pretty regularly. All right, Shannon, move along. We're on question 11. We just want to get her naked so we can then end the game, for God's sake.
Jesus Christ, Ralph.
Next one is LGBTQ. What was Albert's drag name in The Birdcage?
Oh, my God. I have no fucking idea.
I don't remember at all. What was Albert's drag name in The Birdcage?
I look like a real asshole right now because
I
have no clue.
I got it.
I got it perfectly.
But on the episode of High Society we record right before this that airs tomorrow, I definitely was like, yeah, Birdcage is a great movie.
Oh, hilarious.
I have no fucking
clue. Next week's show, you got to clip that with this. All right, what's the answer?
The answer is Starina.
Oh, it hammered.
I wrote Miss Coco Nuts.
Oh, I put Queen Stank Puss, Queen spelled Q-W-E-E-N.
Aww. All right, so that means, yeah.
I just put a question.
You have to take another item of clothing off, and we off to drink.
Oh, Ralph. Man, I don't even have some fucking class. Can we just become friends with somebody without you making everything perverted?
You cannot.
Byron, wow. Take some clothes off.
Wow, she's going to get fully naked now.
Byron, right.
Byron, quick, suck your own dick.
I really appreciate it, by the way. I'm really thankful.
Angel. Bush, fantastic.
I couldn't see it from this angle, unfortunately.
Little Bush, my fave.
I did not see it at all. You called me the creep, and you saw it, and I didn't see anything.
Well, she's sitting next to me. I saw her bush.
Well, it looks like you. It looks
squirting and putting out a candle.
No.
All right, well,
how about if we lit Ralph on fire? Would you squirt him out?
Squirt him out.
All right, so
let's say I know you're not squirting for entertainment, but circumstantially, would you?
Shannon, get me 8 candles to light Ralph on fire, please.
So Shannon, because she's naked already, let's make this one the last question.
I have socks on.
Oh,
I have 2 socks. I could take. All right,
so we can guess
which one's pink.
She wants to know how much she knows about Judaism and gay stuff.
All right, keep going.
All right, back to Jewish trivia. What is the most commonly used name in Judaism for God?
Oh, my God.
It is the most commonly used name in Judaism for God.
I have no fucking... I'm going to guess.
I listen to a lot of Modest Yahoo, so I'm hoping that this comes in handy right now.
I have two ideas.
It's not Brethren.
I have 2 ideas.
I answered, right, but I don't know.
Go ahead.
Okay, the answer is... Hashem.
Right. Booyah!
I was going either Yahweh or Hashem.
And then I put Adonai instead. Oh, I wrote both. I'm just going to give myself.
I got it wrong, too.
I got it wrong.
What'd you write, Jay?
I wrote Hashem, Jehovah? And then I crossed it off because I was like, oh, nobody's
going to
know
who
that.
Got that one right?
I got it right.
Josh, that's it?
I can't believe
told
I got
you,
Hashem right.
Modest Yahoo.
Yeah.
I can't believe I got that right.
Came in handy.
So she got to take a sock off.
Live and stuff.
You did, Ralph. Yeah. Relax.
I wrote it down.
Shut up, Jay. Let me have my thing.
All right, 3 more questions. We hold her wrist down.
Hold her down.
The moral of the story is you have to always go with your first instinct.
I fucked up several. I fucked up Yom Kippur like that.
Out? Yeah. That was silly.
All right, 13.
You know?
Let's end on 13.
Lucky 13.
All right.
But how many questions do we have?
There were 16, but we'll end
this. This should be a double. This should be triple points or whatever.
We have to do the first, though.
Yeah, that's why.
Everybody has clothes on.
This one is LGBTQ.
Not Byron's out there. He's going to
use this. Show your cock. Show your cock.
Thank you very much.
To make her feel better.
For having.
There you go. All right.
All right.
Dude, sick dangle, bro.
Nice dangle.
That's his penis soft?
Yeah, really.
I mean, it looks like it is.
He can suck his own dick.
By the way, if it's not his penis soft, that's weird.
Byron could suck his own dick. It's pretty
wild. No, that's like...
It kind of looks like a bird.
Big for a soft penis.
All right, Shannon, hit it. Last one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll
good
do
job.
Maybe...
Good job on your penis.
3 points
good
for this
Good job
one?
On your penis,
3 points for this one.
Okay, LGBTQ trivia. Also called the heterosexual-homosexual rating scale, which 1-6 scale is used by researchers to describe an individual's sexual orientation and...
Is it the Dichter scale?
No. This is a multiple choice.
Oh.
The Likert scale, the Thurstone scale, or the Kinsey scale?
Oh.
A, B, or C?
I've never heard of any of these scales.
A is Likert, B is Thurstone, C is Kinsey.
Okay. Everyone's locked in?
Okay.
Yes.
The answer is C.
Kinsey.
I answered C, but when I thought it was a multiple choice, I wrote Gaydar.
I was going to write Gaydar. Until she said it was multiple choice, I'm like, oh, I'm going to hold off on the Gaydar.
I wrote Gaydar anyway, but then I answered C.
I was very bad at this game.
All right, Shannon, who won?
Okay, wait. Did Chris...
One more question, and we shave her puss.
I put C.
He wrote C. So
I got it right. I got it right.
Yeah, take your ponytail. Look at her hair. She had good hair.
Joanna, did you get that one right?
No.
Okay. All right,
I took my
second.
Other sock off.
Take your butt plug out.
All right, Byron, Shannon's
I can take my rings off.
No, I think we ended it up. We got it, Shannon.
I'm as a person who's done a lot of gay things and a lot of Jewish things.
Yeah, you did.
I'm really embarrassed right now.
You could have been a ringer in this, if you were not. So, all right, Shannon.
I thought you'd be wearing more clothes.
Yeah.
There is a tie.
Whoa.
So in last place, there's a tie between Jay and Joanna with 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris.
Oh, no.
Chris has 8 points.
Do I have to suck Byron's dick now?
And Josh and Ralph are tied with 9 points. So one more question.
It's uncircumcised.
One more question.
Dude, fucking Smithers.
Come back around that Smithers shit, John. Okay. Slow the show down for the Smithers thing one more time.
Don't
go on
that.
And try to slow the show down for the Smithers.
Stop slut shaming Waylon Smothers.
Don't do that to the gay community.
Oh my God.
Guys, we need to pull back in here.
There's somebody.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
There's a guy listening right now, like, that dude's right.
Josh, calm down.
But this is gay.
In my place.
Dude, stop outing Waylon Smithers.
He's not gay.
Just trying to work.
Lines that I couldn't trace. I was lost. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, last one.
Last one. This is just for Josh and Ralph, or everyone can play.
Yeah.
Fuck me, I guess.
Everyone can play. In how many days, according to the Torah, did God create the
world? Wait, before we answer, loser has to get pukkakeed. Now, it's me and Joanna in the bottom with two here. One of us can get pukkakeed. It could be me.
Josh, you're out of frame.
What's the question again now?
How many days, according to the Torah, did God create the world?
We're going to have to do it. We both got the same answer. Right.
How do you know that?
Because I saw your answer, but I already wrote mine. Right. Six.
Six.
Yes.
Oh, I put seven. What do I have to do? Take out my butt plug?
I thought it was seven.
On the last day he rested. That's
rested.
On the last day he rested.
I thought that's part of the creative process.
yeah, for the next thing.
Still creating.
Oh, then why is the week 7 days?
Do you want to do one more LGBTQ?
Last one, and then we're...
His rest day is the rebuilding of his creation muscles.
All right, this one's multiple choice. Maybe I shouldn't make it multiple choice. Maybe it will make it easier.
Don't.
The word lesbian derives its meaning from the name Lesbos, an island located in which country?
Wow. The gayest place. Shannon, harder questions at the end. Jesus Christ.
I like this. I'm back in the game.
Got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
They separate
Greece.
The women from the girls with the dental dam.
Oh, my God.
Dam. You said not Greece?
Oh, I just stopped playing because
I have one more question.
You guys also know Greece is the word that you heard.
Dude, what if we go all night, dude? Yeah. We just keep pulling questions.
That's the last one I have.
Yeah.
Okay. You better start looking.
I start pulling my hair out.
Okay. Great. Last one. When would the blessing, blessed are you who remembers the covenant and keeps his promise faithfully, be recited?
Holy shit.
We're both getting this
one more
wrong.
Time.
When would the blessing, blessed are you who remembers the covenant and keeps his promise faithfully, be recited?
Where would that be recited?
Yes. When? Yeah. When?
I got it. I think I got it.
Hold on. I got it.
Very random.
That is random.
Got it.
I got it.
I probably would know it.
Do we guess?
Go ahead.
Wedding.
Nope.
Sabbath.
I put
nope.
Wedding.
Nope. What? It's when you see a rainbow.
No. Oh, Jesus. Fuck that. Dude, Jews are weird.
All right, well, we're going
to... Ruchata.
We're
I never heard of that.
Suck my borscht.
That was a good question to edit on because it was like Jew.
Ruchata Adonai.
A rainbow.
Shmei deadlift.
All right, so we tied,
fuck my brisket.
Yeah. We tied, but really, Josh lost because of the Smithers thing.
Let's fuck off, dude.
Well, fuck my brisket, goddammit.
Right, so a couple of quick things. One, I love that you have this Choose Your Own Adventure erotic...
Oh, I forgot to bring a copy.
She did. You know, remember... Choose Your Own Adventure game. She wrote one that's erotic.
Two,
like,
actually.
That's such a cool idea.
Best-selling novel.
Available on Amazon, which is a great idea. And also you're with Liquid Death.
Yes.
Very cool. And then Zach Amico, who's here on the network, who worked with you on some movies years ago, told me to ask you this, which is kind of weird. I just wrote it down exactly that.
How many days is Yom Kippur?
You were in The Triple Exorcist,
yes.
Evil Head, and Repenetrator,
yes.
Right? Uh-huh. And apparently, he wanted you to talk, and I don't know anything about this, but in porn, you can't have penetration and blood in the same scenes.
Right.
So you have to do weird things like put on panties before you film other scenes.
Right.
Is that true, and is that it only with those types of movies? Like, he just wanted me to ask you about that.
You want me to talk about this?
Yeah, okay, just kind of fascinating.
According to... credit card processors. It's not, people say it's a law in porn. There's not,
okay.
It's the law if you want to accept Visa credit cards on your website, which most, you know, people do. It's very hard to.
I'm a Discover guy.
And as, you know, people.
I'm a Diners Club.
So if you want to make money off the porn that you're making, if you want it to actually be sold anywhere.
So you can take credit card processing.
So you can take credit card processing.
I use it like a Nelly in the Tip Drill video.
You can't mix. Blood and penetration, it's considered necrophilia. That's how I kind of started.
I hope you don't get a close up on that
my
anal.
Career, because I'd made a zombie movie that got very successful. It's called Repenetrator. And I did not know this rule. I figured the blood and penetration, that I didn't think that fake blood included that. I thought this was like a. Anyway, I put it on the website.
It was strawberry
and the credit
lube.
Card
what
processor
are you talking
was
about,
like,
Visa?
This is, you have to take this down. And it got like so many views before. I don't know. Anyway, and that became like a cult film because I had to take it off the website and like it got like resold everywhere.
That's
but
pretty wild.
After I made that, I kind of got a name for myself making these horror pornos. So moving forward, I had to figure out a way to like actually make money off them because this first one, like, you know,
it did well, but
like,
you didn't make any money.
So
well,
long
yeah,
story
yeah,
short,
I, yeah.
Has the Jamie Dimon.
Anyway, so
you...
I would have to find workarounds. So it would always be like, there'd be blood all over everyone and then they'd have clothes on and then they'd die. I had to like, I had to keep the sex and the death like very separate. Right. You know what I mean?
If so, you're not already, how far are you from icon status in porn? I mean, your name's been around for so long and you're such a distinct like name in the business.
I think what do you? I mean,
I'm saying how long? But I'm saying has the industry given you like,
yeah, I mean, like
things like that?
Like,
dude,
like
she definitely covered her nips.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. No, I'm saying you should get your fucking thing. I mean, your name is like. I mean, yeah. I think in a world now, porn's so diluted with so many names and so many people. To have your name still like.
I mean, other people call me an icon.
Can I tell you this?
I'm saying I think you are.
Yeah,
I'm saying
I think
do you get the recognition like.
Jay, this is so
like,
embarrassing for you, dude.
Because I don't know her award stats.
You don't know her. She's an icon, dude.
I've won.
I mean, Jay,
like,
that was
like
I'm going
like
to say one thing. That might have been the shittiest thing you've ever said to a guest.
I've won like a.
Let me say this.
400.
I have never. Byron's been working here. Byron, you've been here what, like 3 months, 4 months.
I know you get an award, but there's even newcomer awards. I'm saying like genuine, where like. You get like legendary stat. You know what I mean? There's people.
I think
you brought me there
Avian
already.
Hall of
Jay,
dial it. SRCO Hall of Fame.
I mean,
she
changed.
You
know.
These are fantastic questions, by the way. I'm not asking crazy question.
I think I've done everything you could do.
Yeah. You know,
right.
What I say.
I'm agreeing with you.
I want to say this. Like, Byron has been here for like the last 3 or 4 months doing the show. I have never seen him move faster than when you rang the bell to say that
oh,
you were here. I mean,
you.
I looked and he was gone immediately.
Thank you.
So we're going to do the first right now, then we're going to wrap. So Shannon, hit the first, please.
What's the
first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
All right, the name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this question since the dawn of time. Everyone else has answered this because we've all done the show before.
Okay.
Wow, that's weird.
Oh, we could do it again.
It's still going, Shannon. There we go.
Okay.
So we start with concert. What was the
first time?
What was the first concert you ever saw?
And went to a concert.
Okay, I'm going to say, I mean, the first. I feel like the first concert you saw is the first concert you went to without your parents.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
That's like
I
what
usually
really
say
counts,
that, by the way,
right?
And I didn't, but yes.
Like, with your parents, it's a whole
Doesn't
other
count.
Experience.
Yeah. One you went on your own volition, and ideally something we're going to know, not some local band.
Please say Coldplay.
Rancid's a cool
Rancid,
one. That's
yeah.
a very cool one.
At the Roseland Ballroom.
Wow. Nice. Are you a native New Yorker? No.
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay,
so.
Wow.
So I lied to everyone and said I was from New York.
That's right. That's a real New York thing to do that. That's
yes.
awesome.
I took the train. I took the PATH train.
Am I allowed to ask how old you were, or is that insulting?
Yeah, I was 14.
Wow, that's a real rock and roll thing. That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right,
are you a huge fan of Rancid still?
Yes, I'm a very big fan.
I got my,
I still saw
Christina,
them,
that's what I got her for Christmas last year, was a Tim Armstrong acoustic guitar, Hellcat acoustic guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know Tim, actually.
It'd be great to get him on the show. Okay, next would be the first drug you ever did, ideally after weed. Unless,
after weed. Weed doesn't count.
Yeah, okay. Weed doesn't count.
I like that. I like that.
And that would
weed
be?
Is the gateway drug. It's what you did.
Yeah, most people
after
did that.
The
yeah.
gate.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
How old were you?
I was... no. I didn't do cocaine. I've 20?
20, okay. And did you do it a lot after that, or was it a one-time thing?
I did it as a one-time thing because it wasn't like readily available, and then at age like 23, I did it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now the first
for
time
like several,
you had sex.
Several years. The first time I had sex. Honestly, the first time I had sex was when I was 19.
Wow,
actually.
That's cool. That's a nice way. And it was it a romance or was it a boyfriend? Or was it
through
a
sheet?
Thing?
Yeah, it was
through a sheet.
Yeah.
Somebody pulled the strings on the side.
It was arranged,
I mean,
was
I guess it makes
marriage.
Sense. It brings it all together because he was a guy in a band.
Okay.
And he actually, I really liked his band. I used to go see them, and he was the drummer.
Oh, that makes sense.
And he would like drum, and he actually like his idol was Tommy Lee, so he did all those moves with the
can I ask you
stuff,
don't have to say
he
who he was
he pointed his drumstick at me and
did they
like,
become famous or they did not
him.
Become famous
what
did they become famous
like
somehow
no. like you know. Locally.
Locally.
He was definitely.
In the New York, New Jersey area?
Wonder
if I knew.
Definitely. And it was like.
What was the band's name?
Fuel.
It doesn't matter.
She's not going to say that. There's no way I wouldn't ask that.
It's okay. I mean, they're not a band anymore, so it doesn't matter. But I, and he like really, he had a big crush on me.
Does he know?
Do you still stay in touch with him now? Yeah, we're friends.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah. That's pretty wild. All right, so also you are a spokesperson for Liquid Death. How long has that been going on?
I started working for Liquid Death in, I started working for them like part-time in November, and then they hired me full-time
April 1st. What do they call you again, a marketing murderer?
They call me the marketing murderer, I'm on the lifestyle marketing team.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go around and do plugs. Anything else you want to plug? I know Joanna Angel on Instagram, right?
Yeah, you could just follow me on Instagram, at Joanna Angel. I don't know. You can buy my book.
Yep, and the book is on Amazon.
It's called my newer book is called Night Shift. It came out a few years ago.
It's a great idea. It's a really
cool
idea.
Thank you. It's a choose your own adventure erotic novel. I guess if you want to get weird, you could join my OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/joinangel.
Why is that weird? These days it's so commonplace.
Well, it is common, but I mean if you want to get weird with me,
okay, you know, like
if you
want to
like, you know, if you want to get weird. Yeah, not if you are weird. Like if you want, you know.
I like that better.
Did you see the Farrah Abraham girl poop on camera?
You showed it to us last time we did the show. All right, Chris, your plug, Chris.
High Society Radio here on the network. Just go watch that on Thursdays at 8.
Okay.
Josh Adam Myers on all social media, joshadammyers.com for tickets. Montreal with Jay in July. I'm doing a goddamn comedy jam here at the Stand July 3rd. Big show that if you're in the DC area, come see me at the 930 Club doing the goddamn comedy jam. It's the biggest show of my life.
Where is it?
The 930 Club in Washington, D.C. Okay. It's a place that I've seen more.
Yeah, I've gone to punk shows there growing up.
Yeah, it was like my home club where I got introduced to music, and we're doing a show. It's almost sold out. I'm super excited to come.
Cool. Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is.
Ding.
Thank you. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, musicians, reality TV stars, porn stars, and they tell their own personal accounts of their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
All right, now, do not give us any indication until five of us, have locked in our answers. Does Joanna Angel believe in ghosts? Do not indicate. Chris, does Joanna Angel believe in ghosts?
Yeah, for sure.
Josh? Yes?
Yes.
Jay? Yes, Shannon?
I mean, those sheets she fucked through definitely came to life.
Yes. Yes? I'm going no. Let's hear the answer.
Okay.
Did Jay answer?
Yes. He said yes.
Okay. I do believe in them, but I have never seen one.
All right. Well,
almost to the point where it's offensive. I have gone to like the most haunted places in the country. I've stayed in those haunted hotels in the most haunted room. Waiting.
You want to be a believer.
And everybody else I'm with is petrified. They saw something. They're crying. They're like, whatever. They like wake up like shivering. And I'm like, why do the ghosts not like me?
That's funny.
So I know they're out there somewhere. So like, I'm not like, what is it? Like clairvoyant. Mm-hmm.
You're on the hunt for the ghosts. You just want them.
Right, I want to be a ghost's friend. Okay. It's really what's going on here.
Fair enough.
And they don't want anything to do with me.
All right, so maybe one day they will.
Maybe one day they will.
Shannon's doing a ghost hunt soon, I think, which would be fun. All right, follow
me. Bring one back for me.
Follow me over at I Am Ralph.
Shannon, you going to bring her or you think she's going to spook the ghosts?
They don't like me.
Oh, God. We'll see.
All right. My other podcast on health and wellness, Good Sugar. We're opening up our first location in, I think it's going to be July now.
Oh,
and I'm hosting a rock concert in July 30th. Stone Temple Pilots, King's X, and Adler in July 30th.
ZO2, dude.
And ZO2. It's going to be at the Paramount in upstate New York. You coming?
Yeah.
I'll go to that. See STP. The
don't
guy
call
sound.
New York.
The guy's
it's Long Island.
What?
Yeah, it's in Long Island. Sorry, it's in Long Island. In the Paramount in Long Island, July 30th.
Byron wants to go.
It's not allowed.
It's going to be a fun show.
Are they going to play?
They have a new singer. They have a new singer.
He sounds exactly like Scott Weiland.
Yeah. And that's it. By the way, I just want to tell you one really stupid story, and then we'll end this. I decided.
Do you want me to take my?
I want you to do your plugs.
My plugs and shove them up my fucking fat ass.
All right, please do your plugs, and I'll tell you the story.
Should I take the moment of my plugs and just fucking cram them down my fucking up my asshole?
Plugs,
on my super clean asshole.
I always do yours first, and I didn't. Go ahead, do your plugs.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Burt Kreischer's Fully Loaded Comedy Tour coming to 8 cities over 2 weekends coming up in a few weeks. Check me out there. After that, Albany, New York, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm everywhere all over the country the rest of this year. Look for a city near you on my website, bigjcomedy.com. Of course, the Legion of Skanks podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network and the Bonfire. 5 days a week, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Faction Talk, Sirius XM, 103, me and Dan Soder. And then my special, dude. We're doing my fucking special
at Skankfest. Yeah. That's going to be fun. A Netflix
special? No, I'm going to self-produce on YouTube. I did my Netflix dealings. I'm done with Netflix.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Ooh,
I did a half hour with Netflix. That's plenty.
Can I
promote June 6th? Bill Burr presents Friends That Kill on Netflix.
Guys, let's just end it there. Let's pick a song.
No, you got a great story though.
Oh, yeah, I want to tell you a quick story. It's an embarrassing story. I wanted to tell you at the top of the show, but I just would pull it off till now. I decided I was going to do a push to try and get on some other podcasts because I do know a lot of comics that have been on this show that I'm friends with, and I never asked to be on podcasts, but I do once in a blue moon. I asked him. So I reached out to Andrew Schultz, who I haven't spoken to in a while, but he used to always call me and ask me podcasting production questions and TV, like how to do multi-cameras, blah, blah, blah.
Before he was super famous.
But he used to, I mean, all the time asking for advice, and I would always do it. So I hadn't texted him in a while. I said, hey, dude, is this still Andrew? And immediately responds, yeah, dude, what's up? And I wrote, whose wiener do I have to touch to get on your podcast? Never heard from him again.
Damn.
Well, I think, you know, he's very anti-gay.
Damn, so dude, I stopped. Hard slice.
Yeah, hard.
Damn,
so I stopped.
You got it? Maybe he doesn't really like stuck the word. Stuck in a Schultz on
wiener.
It.
Wiener, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should have said, whose cock do I have to
yeah,
suck?
Yeah, I just fucking amazed him. I'm going to reach out to Tim.
Pussy
if he said you have to suck your own cock, Byron
could do it.
He could teach you how to
do it. Well, let's end with, you want to pick a rancid song? We always end with a song on the playlist, the scrshow.com/playlist. Do you want to pick a rant, sir?
Oh,
anybody
think
you want to hear?
Ruby Soho, obviously.
Yeah. All right, let's do a Ruby Soho. Thank you, everybody. Shannon, who's on Saturday? I forget. Oh, Eugene Merman from Bob's Burgers. Right, he's on the show this Sunday. Right. And we'll see you next time on the SDR Show. Thank you, everybody. Peace.
Listening to the SDR Show.